Perhaps we have all said it before at one time or another in our lives. If I were king for a day, if I were queen for a day. And then typically we complete that phrase either in a very altruistic way. If I were king for a day, I'd wipe out childhood poverty. Or in a very self-centered way. If I were queen for a day, why I'd take all those people driving 50 miles an hour in the speed lane and I'd throw them in jail just so I could get to where I want to go more quickly. I can see that some of you identify with that second one there. Just saying the phrase elicits a certain sense of power and accomplishment. Think of what could be if I were king or queen. Think of how much better off things would be. As we gather on this last Sunday of the church year to celebrate the festival of Christ the King, we do so recognizing that our fundamental sin is thinking that we are king or queen. Thinking that we know best, that we know better than God, that if I just called the shots in my life, well, things would be a whole lot better than they are at present. Think back to Adam and Eve in the garden. When they were tempted to eat that forbidden fruit, it is precisely at this point that the devil made his attack. You will not die like God said if you eat this fruit. You'll be like God. You'll be the one calling the shots. You know best. Go ahead. And tragically, they did. They fell into sin by thinking that they knew better than God, that they should be master of their own lives. As the biblical narrative continues, things don't get any better. In fact, by the time of the period of the judges, we read this chilling description of life at the end of the book of Judges. Quote, "Everyone did what was right in his own eyes." Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. Is that not an apt description of the world in which we live today? Everyone does what is right in his or her own eyes. There is no absolute authority. There's no absolute right or wrong. I get to decide what is right or wrong, and I get to live my life the way I choose. Thank you very much. Isn't that the way the world around us is? And are we not tempted to fall into that same trap of temptation? What can it possibly mean for Christ to be king in a world where so many others seek to claim his throne, including at times you and me? Into this mess came Jesus. Jesus came to be a different kind of king. He came not to dominate and dictate and demand. He came in humility to serve. He came to serve and to lay down his life, to engage in humble acts of service with those he met. Came to humble himself by dying on a cross for your sins and mine, including those times when we seek to seize the reins of control and be king or queen of our life. He came in humble power to be both the means of our salvation and also to provide the example for us to follow of humble service. Yes, into this mess came Jesus, and into this mess comes Jesus. Jesus, our King, our servant King, comes among us again and again with his mercy and grace, offering us his forgiveness and giving us the new life that he has won for us. Jesus comes with his mercy and grace that we might see in him an example of a different way. You see, if he is the king that we say he is, that has profound implications for the way we live our lives right now. Because Jesus Christ is our king, we are already blessed. Note very carefully in our gospel lesson that when the Son of Man separates the sheep from the goats, he says these words, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." In other words, those sheep do not inherit the kingdom because of their acts of humble service. No, those acts of humble service are because they are already sheep of the Good Shepherd. They are already blessed, and those acts characterize their lives as a result of that prior blessing. Because Jesus Christ is our King, our lives look like Jesus. Jesus didn't come to lord it over others, neither do we. He came to be a servant, so do we. Jesus humbled himself, so do we. Jesus fed the hungry. He gave the thirsty something to drink. He visited those who were sick and alone. And so do we. Because we are blessed by God, because we are his sheep, we live lives that look like Jesus' life of humble service. That's what it means for us to be a community following Jesus. Living each day like Jesus, often in simple and ordinary and humble ways. Because Jesus Christ is our King, we work to extend his kingdom. That is our task as we await his return in glory. Jesus announced the beginning of his public ministry with these words, "The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the good news." Our task is to respond to his love by living lives of humble service, by living like Jesus did, by sharing and showing how his kingdom is quite different from the world around us, often in very pointed ways. The new edition of Martin Luther's Small Catechism puts it this way, quote, "As Christians, we believe and confess that Christ's present but hidden reign as King is being extended by the Spirit through the gospel. It will be fully revealed when Christ returns in glory." Yes, God's Spirit is at work through the gospel, extending the kingdom of God, and he invites us to be a part of that godly work. So today, rejoice. Rejoice, the Lord is King, King of kings and Lord of lords. Rejoice, the Lord is King over all. He is King over your life and over mine. Yet he is so by being a different kind of king, a servant king, that I may be his own and live under him in his kingdom and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, just as he is risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus now and forever. Amen. I invite you now to